For Discovery Health, I'm Will Johnson, and we're back here once again this week with Dr. Christina Johns, a pediatrician at the Children's National Medical Center of Washington, D.C. She's also a mother of four and expecting another child in January. Welcome back, Christina.
Thanks so much.
We're glad you could join us once again. And today's topic is how to be a healthy and happy mother after the birth of a baby. So certainly something you could talk about. And actually, all month long, we're talking about women's health and different women's health issues. So we're focusing on moms with you. And as a mother of four and one more on the way, we know that you have great insight into this topic. So for starters, tell us about your experience after you had your first child. What were some of the hurdles you faced adjusting to life as a parent?
You know, when you after you have a baby, it is really a wonderful miracle to celebrate. And I hope that first and foremost that everybody does that. Then all of a sudden, the kind of overwhelming feelings set in. Wow, how am I supposed to be responsible for this living creature? And it really is a wonderful thing. The things that really, really hit hard for me were, number one, am I doing the right thing? Do I have enough confidence? And even as a pediatrician, I thought to myself, oh my gosh, is my baby getting enough to eat? Is my breast milk coming in okay? Is there enough? Is the baby breathing okay? Is he sleeping enough? Is he sleeping too much? All of those kinds of questions can be really daunting for a first-time mom. And I have to say that the majority of the people I know have wonderful instincts, so I say, go with your instinct. Have a close relationship with your pediatrician so that you know that you can touch base with him or her if things don't seem quite right, but go with your instincts. I think the other thing that can be really hard for people to manage is the sleep factor. Newborn babies will oftentimes be up anywhere from every hour to every 3 to 4 hours wanting and needing to be fed, and that is tough. You're not used to, as an adult, waking up that frequently, and so it can be really wearing and really exhausting. So people handle this very differently. It was recommended to me that, hey, Christina, when the baby naps, you nap too. It's okay. If that load of laundry doesn't get done, you're going to feel better to be able to do it later. So I would say for sure, rest when the baby rests so that you will feel like you've got all your faculties in order so that you can take the best care of the baby as you can. So first and foremost, I think it's the sleep factor. The next thing that is a really tricky one is that as your hormones change yet again, going from post-pregnancy back to nursing mom or back to your regular healthy female self, it can be a real roller coaster in terms of emotions and psychological feelings. I remember I thought that I was losing my mind about 4 weeks after the baby was born when I would just laugh for no reason and then cry the next. And that is all okay. You got to give yourself a pass on that. But it can be really frightening for somebody who's never experienced that before.
Was there anything that you found to be that was actually easier than you expected it might be?
My answer to the question of, hey, was anything easier than you thought it would be, is that nothing about parenting, I would say, is easy except for loving your child. That is really easy. But I had a tricky time breastfeeding. I had a tricky, even as a pediatrician, I had a tricky time doing all of those things, questioning myself about whether or not I was doing the right thing as a parent. And so I have to say that part, just all the nuts and bolts didn't come easy. I think that I would say what can make it a lot easier is if you have a supportive partner and a supportive family network around you or a friend network who can really be your ace in the hole during this difficult time.
Well, I don't mean to sound the wrong way, but maybe it'll give some comfort to some people that a pediatrician might go through the same difficulties they might experience.
I hope so. We're all in this together, sisters.
All right. Well, how do you, let me move into sort of another area of being a new mother. How do you balance maintaining a healthy life while also the new responsibilities of being a parent?
That balance, I think, is really the road to Modessa, and anybody who figures it out clearly is going to be able to quit her day job. But I think that the trickiest thing is remembering that while you do have to put your kids first on so many levels, it's really important to take care of yourself, because that way you're going to take better care of your child. And so that means different things for everybody. If it means that you are somebody who absolutely has to get up and have a shower before you can do anything to be effective in the day, then you know what? That's what you need to do, even if it means that you bring your your bouncy seat into the bathroom with you, and take care of your knees before your child. I think that's really important. If you're an exerciser, then get back into that. Figure out a way that you can connect with either your spouse, a babysitter, some other family members to be able to help you out so that you could do what you need to do to feel good so that ultimately you will better parent your child.
One final question. What do you recommend to busy mothers on how to keep a healthy, happy relationship?
It is so important to keep a healthy and happy relationship after children are born. It is so underrated. I don't even know where to begin. I would say the most important thing is to remember that you two are two individual people who have a relationship, and you're not just parents. That is a really critical element. And I think once you do that, I hope that everything kind of falls from there, that as two people who are not just parents, it means that you do things other than parenting, that you have a conversation together, that you still try, and maybe not immediately after your child is born, but you make it a priority to get back to doing the things that bonded the two of you initially together. Trying to do that, again, will ultimately make your relationship stronger and then improve your ability to be good parents together.
All right, Dr. Christina Johns, a pediatrician at the Children's National Medical Center in Washington, D.C. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. Good luck to all the women out there.
Appreciate it, and congratulations. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
And make sure to tune into Discovery Health Channel every weekday starting at 11 a.m. for more information about pregnancy and babies. Also, check out www.discoveryhealth.com and go to our Pregnancy and Parenting Center for additional tips and downloads. Thanks for tuning into this Discovery Health podcast. I'm Will Johnson.